Bank of Cardiff. This is Kara.
Hey, Kara. This is Joe from BizFi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good.
All right. So I guess you have some questions, right?
Yeah. I think the first thing is I just didn't know about the loan he took on the business, so the banknote thing confused me. And then I don't think he's going to show up on the most recent tax return because he, the old owner was still owning it at that time. So.
Right, right. So, well, we wouldn't have been able to get a K-1 thing because as I spoke with him and as I mentioned, they filed as a C-Corp. So it's a little bit different, so he wouldn't necessarily have a K-1 statement anyway.
Yeah,
he so he's gonna right. So he's gonna get me. He's gonna go through and look, see what he can to get me as proof of ownership. At because as I said, we don't have anything that shows him as the owner, and the state Secretary of State website does not show him as the owner. So he said he's gonna go through to see what if he can find his FEIN issuing letter from the government to see if that works. To get with that. But yeah, but the note, the most recent statement from the bank for that 100K note is again, make sure that he's current on that because he used that, that 100,000 to pay a part of the amount that he had to pay back, pay, the previous owner for the business. And then obviously since he purchased the business, so, you know, not too long ago, we just need to see the executed purchase agreement, to just verify this.
Okay, and the purchase agreement, that can't just work as proof of ownership at the same time?
No, that can't. It has the proof, because then anybody, you know, anybody, just because he's buying, anybody can be, you know, he could have been the person, you know, conducting the transaction, but he needs to be, you know, we need to see legal filings with the state or with the government showing that he's the owner.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the recent statement for the 100K note, purchase agreement, proof of ownership, and micro build. Once we get all those completed, I'll do the funding call with him so that we can go ahead and finalize everything. So I should be taking this into committee today, for the review, since it's a larger deal.
Uh-huh.
I don't see any issues with that.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So I send it to you. He says he's been speaking with Zach on this, I guess.
Yeah, that's our sales rep on this deal.
Okay, yeah. So I told him, you know, I'd email you guys what's remaining just to remind him I've already gone over what's left. He was fine, you know, he had no issues. So I just said, you know, Zach will probably just forward you as a reminder the what's remaining to get back to us.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Bye.